Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie. Guys, I have some really sad news. This is our last episode of 2023. How crazy.
I thought you were going to say something sappy.
No, no.
I was like, what's wrong?
Well, everything's wrong in my life.
That's crazy.
But this is not one of them.
Yeah, I can't believe it's our last episode of the year. Like, wow, how far we have come.
Okay, we have talked about this before, but when Deep D and I first started this podcast, we were like, let's just do 10 episodes. Let's just do 5 to 10 episodes. And, you know, that's it. Like, no pressure. I did not think that we would be at episode 38. This is so wild. We've been doing this for 38, 39 weeks now. And I'm so proud of us. And I'm so proud that we have this community of listeners and people who watch us on YouTube. It's just like, I don't know, it feels very special. And I feel like we're now ending 2023 on a high note. But it's not goodbye because we will be coming back the first week of 2024. So you only have a break for us for about a week. But we're just really excited to see what the new year brings. And we have some exciting changes to our podcast in 2024. I want to say it, but I can't.
Yeah, well, it's just stay tuned, you guys. I think we have so many like fun ideas and like, you know, we're trying to get more creative too. So obviously we want to hear from you guys on like what kind of content you want to see and just like, you know, just ways that we can better ourselves too. Because I think this is a learning process for us too. And yeah, I'm really excited about what 2024 can bring. Because I think 2023, oh my gosh, it was like, it hit me hard.
I know.
2024, I'm ready to make my comeback, baby.
Deepy's in our comeback era. Well, not yet, but in 2024, she will be. I know. We went through a lot of ups and downs, specifically with this podcast. I feel like there was a lot of learning lessons, a lot of reflections, and we also have developed a lot of goals for next year. A lot of manifesting, which, you know, I never do, but, you know, Deepy has kind of forced me into manifesting what our future will look like.
That's one thing I'm like super excited about from this podcast. I feel like you are ready. You are like believe in the whole power of manifestation now. It makes me so happy. Like I can't wait. I feel like in 2024 you're going to be the one texting me repeating numbers. You're going to see like 222 and be like, I got to text her. I got to text that girl.
Have we told people this? So Deep D, when there's repeating numbers like 222 or like
1111
and then so I'll like just to like annoy her, I'll when it's like a random time like 1:30, I'll be like 130.
She's annoying as hell with that. Actually, no.
Actually, no.
No, I love repeating numbers. Of course, if you're constantly on your phone and you're constantly looking at the time, it doesn't count. It's when you just randomly see it. Like if you see a license plate number and it's like 333 or 444, it's like angel numbers. I wholeheartedly believe in that. You're on the right path if you see that.
Well, I've never seen it. So clearly I'm on the wrong path, but
I don't know.
Just to close off 2023, though, we really want to thank you guys, honestly, for all of your support. Look, like we know that Love is Blind is a really big franchise and it has a really big fan base. And sometimes we piss people off with what we say on our podcast, but we just want to say...
No, you piss people off.
I piss people off with what I say on this podcast. But what I will say is like, we've seen you guys like defend us in comments, like that we just want to... And we never ask for that, but we also want to say like, thank you, because I think it's, you know, really hard... Kind of the backlash we received when we first started the podcast of like, oh my gosh, who do these girls think we are? But we're like, we're just trying to like talk to people that we want to talk to. And Deep D and I have these conversations that we have on the podcast like privately. And we're like, why not just like share it and see if anyone can like relate to it or share our love of watching reality TV, specifically the show we came from, Love is Blind. And so we just want to say like, we've seen it and we've like seen your support. And I know we don't ever outwardly like acknowledge it, but I just want to acknowledge it now.
Yeah. I think like one amazing thing going off of what you said is the community we've built is like seriously so supportive. Like they do defend us in comments and things like that. And it's like, it's those outsiders like on TikTok or Instagram that like happen to stumble upon our like Instagram page or our TikTok videos or something. And they're like, who do these girls think they are? But then, yeah, you guys out there, our listeners, they just, you guys have our back. And yeah, like Natalie said, we truly, truly, I'm just so excited for the community that we've like built.
Yeah. And if you ever need us to have your back, we're here for you. And I just want to put it out there. Like, you ever need some boy advice, you need us to like call someone out on this podcast, just DM us. But, doing really fun giveaways for like the next month. So we are announcing one tomorrow. So stay tuned to the end because we'll share the details, but it's a way for us to just like thank you and get you more connected in terms of what we're doing. So stay tuned for that. All right. Well, okay. One thing I did want to talk about, because I feel like this is like just taking over, at least like the pop culture news I'm seeing, is Matt Rife. Do you know who Matt Rife is?
Oh, of course I know who Matt Rife is. If you're living under a rock, if you don't.
Then I've been living under a rock.
He's a comedian. Stop it. Okay, so he like actually blew up on TikTok because he obviously is like a good-looking man, like conventionally good looking, and I attest to it. Like, I'm like, okay, wow, he is hot. But his crowd work, especially like the videos that he's posted on TikTok of his crowd work, is so phenomenal. Like, he's just quick on his feet and just really funny, like on the fly. So that's like, I think, what made him super famous on TikTok. But he started off on an MTV TV show called Wild and Out. Have you ever heard of
it? Oh yeah, the Nick Cannon.
With Nick Cannon.
Yeah, it's like hosted by Nick Cannon, who, by the way, is like the baby daddy of Bree. The baby daddy of Bree's son. So Bree from Selling Sunset season 6 and 7. So it all is just like one little Netflix, small world of Netflix. But the only reason I heard about Matt Rife is through his Netflix special, Natural Selection. Yeah. I think it came out like a few weeks ago. I've like heard his name here and there, but I wasn't like, I mean, like I didn't really know who he was. And then I heard the backlash from this Netflix special where he makes a joke about domestic violence. And then that's when he took over the news for me. I've heard of his name through you, but like I had never seen his work. I've like, I think it was you that told me like he's really good during his like his stand-ups with the crowd, but that's about it.
So I always wanted to go to one of his shows because he's like good with crowd work, but and that's how he actually landed the Netflix special, because he blew up so hard on TikTok and Instagram, and he became this like internet sensation. But I think the reason why people are so pissed off is because all of the women are like, his biggest support group is women, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why he got the fame that he has. That's why he has millions of followers. That's why he landed the Netflix special. And so the jokes didn't land because they're against women. So it's just like, it's absurd. That's like one thing, whatever, his comedy special didn't land. But him defending himself by posting things like, oh, if you were offended by the special, click on this link. And the link takes you to a special needs helmet. Like, it's a link to buy a special needs helmet. And we're like, what? It's absurd. It's truly absurd. And not even that, like he's been like commenting on people's TikToks. Like it feels like he is able to dish out jokes, but he can't take it. Truly.
Oh, like TikTok's against him. Cause those are the things that I've seen where people are like, this guy is canceled. He's such an asshole. And like taking clips of like other terrible things that he has said about women in the past.
It's so bad. He made a joke about a planet having a ring, and it was the wrong planet, right? And so this TikToker, she had her 6-year-old child just be like, actually, this planet doesn't have a ring, and just kind of made like a dig, like, and you're not funny, or and girls don't like you, or something like very silly. And he commented on it and was like, hey, bro, by the way, Santa Claus isn't real. And he was like, and your mom is buying your gifts with her OnlyFans account. Like, so basically just like being really, really, it's just ridiculous. Like, bro, you're coming after a 6-year-old. Like, come on.
Okay, I'm taking this all in. But I do love when like men who used I'm just making assumption that he used his like good looks to kind of propel him further into fame. I'm sure like he is a very funny person, obviously got a Netflix comedy special, but I love when like really shitty behavior like comes to light.
Yes, I agree. And it's kind of, it's a tough thing because he's continuing to get more attention from
yeah.
it. Like, I think about it and I'm like, is negative attention still attention? Like a lot of people know who he is now.
That's it's like true. Yeah. Name. Like I now know his name. But I feel like negative attention is never good attention because I'm like, I don't know. Actually, I go back and forth on this.
Yeah. The cancel culture is very interesting.
Because now when if I ever see him on the streets, which obviously I won't, I'd have like a negative view of this guy.
Yeah. But what's crazy about him is he's so sweet, I heard, in person. Like you can never tell, but his online persona and how he comments and responds to things is like absurd.
Yeah.
Canceled culture is truly so interesting because, I mean, even Chrissy Teigen, technically, she got canceled, but like you slowly kind of make your way back. But I think for Matt, in a weird way, I feel like this is getting him so much more attention, more, even though there's backlash, I think it's going to be positive for him. I don't know. What do you think about
like,
the canceled culture?
You think he'll make his comeback like Taylor Swift?
100%. Like Taylor Swift, did she ever leave?
No, but remember she had this whole drama with Kim Kardashian and then kind of like people were calling her a snake. And then she came out with her album Reputation and it kind of like really...
So good.
She like made her huge comeback and like good for her. But I don't know. Here's the thing. Like it's tough because we never know like the full situation. But the way like Matt didn't apologize for making like domestic violence jokes against women, like I think that's fucked up. And I think that if he deserves to get canceled as like a learning experience, then he deserves to get canceled.
Yeah.
Cancel culture is so crazy. The only reason I want to talk about Matt Rife is like of like, will he learn from this moment? Like I feel like I feel like when these moments happen when you're like quote unquote canceled, because I think you and I have kind of gone through that with this podcast. It's like, do you grow from it? Do you ignore it? Or do you like lash out? I think there's like three different avenues, but I mean, we've never done it.
Well,
I feel like the way we've handled situations, like taking everything as a learning opportunity is always like the best way. I want to go into Squid Games because we said that we would recap it on our podcast, but little Deepti here has still not watched the show or haven't finished the show.
I haven't. Sorry, my bad.
So maybe that's something for 2024.
Been busy.
But you know who won, right? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's so hard to miss it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, spoiler alert for anyone who has not watched yet. So fast forward. I'm going to say who won. It's player 287. Her name is Mai. Didi's like, oh my God. Well, she's been everywhere. She's been on the Jimmy Fallon show. I mean, Netflix has like put it all over their social media, but she was one of the oldest contestants in the competition. I'm so happy she won, but I watched most of the episodes, but one thing that's very interesting about that show is like with her winning, she still got like some backlash of like some things that she did. And in my head, I'm like, look, if $4.5 million was on the line, I'd do exactly what she did. Like sometimes you just have to like backstab people.
What do you mean? She did some shady shit on the show?
Yeah. Like people were saying that she was like very strategic and like, I won't ruin it for you, but
smart.
Like her way to move the money. But I was like, that's what you have to do. Like, I feel like you can't be righteous in a game that doesn't have any like righteous meaning behind it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you're not there to play or to make friends. You're not there to make friends. You're there to win money. And obviously you're going to do whatever it takes. Like $4 million is a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it'll make people do some crazy things.
No, I know. I'm like, look, I don't think she in particular, because she didn't have a Instagram account or really any social media accounts until the show came out. Like she did not do the show to become like an influencer. I think if you're like going in to be like an influencer, yeah, you're probably going to be like, how do I come out with like, a really nice edit, a positive edit. But I was like, with 400 plus contestants, like there's no way you're going to get the screen time. Like there was TikTokers, like famous TikTokers in this competition that like got cut like episode two. Like,
oh yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, Ariana, what are you doing here?
Like, yeah. Like there's a TikToker guy that I follow. He like, it's him and his family's account, but he was in Squid Games and he got very little screen time. But in my head, I remember when my dad and I were casting for it, we were like, would we go in and try to be as like it's less about winning the game, but more so also trying to like get through it and not getting like a negative edit type of thing. And I was like, I don't know. Yeah. Like which one do you choose?
Right. Yeah. And you're totally right. With like 400 something players, it's so hard to know what your fate in the game is going to be.
But one thing I did want to say was like, I thought I had to remind myself, like I was watching the show and kind of being judging, be like, that's so mean that that person did that. Like that person's a bully. But I was like, I don't think these people are there for clout. I think they're literally there to win the money. Mm-hmm. And like, would I do the same for $4 million? Like be a little bit mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, can I tell you something? I was scrolling TikTok and there was like this influencer who lived in LA who went to like the Squid Games finale event in Los Angeles. And apparently they set it up to where you can play like some Squid Game type of things. And they had contestants from the show on at the event. Mm. And the influencer made an entire video saying how mean some of the contestants were.
Really?
Like, outside of the game. Yes. And they were truly being mean, not even on the show. They were, these were just like fun games.
Oh, like they were being really competitive.
They were being really competitive and like, you did this and like, you don't know how to play. And they're like, bro, this is just like a Netflix event. Like, chill out.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I feel like they didn't cast people who wanted to be influencers and would like try to curate a role. It was like, I'm winning this freaking whatever I'm playing. So, well, I do have some tea about the cast.
Spill it.
Okay, so I don't know if you've watched as far, but player 432, he was kind of known as like the villain in the beginning, in like the first set of episodes. His name is Brighton. Okay. Well, I heard he will be on Perfect Match season 2. He kind of leaked it himself. Like he was like, this isn't like the last time you'll see me. And so that's the rumor. And I'll say it's near confirmed from my sources.
Ooh, your sources. I love when you say that. Sources.
Well, sometimes I want to say the name, but I was like, if I say the name, it's like, no one cares.
You can't give away your sources.
Yeah. I was like, then I'm never going to get any tea ever again.
Never. And this podcast will be really boring.
Yeah. But anyways, that's the tea. But speaking about Perfect Match, well, this kind of relates, but season 6 of Love is Blind was announced.
Yes. On the day of love, baby, Valentine's Day.
Yep. February 14th, it's coming out. And I think articles have also confirmed like season 7 will come out like shortly after, probably like a few months after. So yeah, they have definitely a lot of seasons in the vault getting ready.
Yeah, I heard that Netflix actually renewed for season 6 and 7. Obviously, we know from, you know, insider sources, whatever, that there's like so many seasons already filmed, but officially on Netflix, 6 and 7 have been renewed. So
yeah. Well, we've gotten sent things where like people are filming in like Washington, D.C., and we know that's not season 7. So so there's definitely more seasons past 7 that have been filmed and probably, you know, currently casting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, exciting. I like to say to Natalie all the time that that's job security for us.
I know. I was like, wow. I'm shocked that like the lawsuits and the allegations have not stopped this show. Like every article that I have read about like season 6 coming out, no mention of the, you know, lawsuits and allegations that have been and like really reported on in the past.
Yeah, I think like I guess it, obviously it takes time for the legal systems to catch up and like kind of, you know, make an impact. So maybe we'll hear about something happening soon.
The reason why this relates to Perfect Match season 2 is that we've heard there are a few cast members from Love is Blind season 6 that will also be on Perfect Match season 2. That is something that we saw online that have been leaked by like pop culture TikToks. And so we've also kind of heard that internally amongst like former seasons as well. Obviously, there's a lot of reach out that's happening from like the newest season cast members reaching out to former season cast members. And so that's kind of how we're hearing it, is like really through the Love is Blind cast grapevine.
Nothing is safe. No info is safe in the Netflix arena.
So interested to see. I mean, I feel like the fact that they have already taken cast members from Love is Blind season 6 and put them on Perfect Match, I think it means that they're really big, like, I wouldn't say really big characters, but yeah, like they definitely make an impact.
You know, Perfect Match is so interesting to me because I was not a huge fan of season 1, not because of the cast or anything, just the concept of it. It just felt like people weren't there for love. That's truly what I felt from it. And I'm hoping that season 2 is a little bit different.
It's not from what I hear.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So I'm like, obviously we're going to watch it, but
yeah.
I'm like, ugh. Hopefully there's some real connections. We'll see. Probably not.
I think it'll be like season 1, where it's kind of like edited for it to be real connections. But I think you need to remember that for most of the Perfect Match season 2 cast, it's like their second time on reality TV. So they have like learned, especially if they were given a more villainous role in their first stint from reality TV. I think that's where they're really pulling from for this season. Like, I feel like because of that, these people are going to do whatever they can to get a more positive edit.
That's interesting because just our last episode, we were talking about it. You know, is it possible to get a good edit? And it's like these villainous roles, I don't know, this or these villainous characters can try their best to try to like, you know, save the reputation or like kind of change the perception of them being a villain, but it's going to be hard. That's a hard comeback.
But you know what? We'll I think see. That in a weird way, it's easier when you've gone through it. Like now, you know, like I'm not going to get too drunk and say stupid shit, or like I am not going to like talk as much shit as I did before. Like there's a lot of leaks that Micah from Love is Blind season 4 is on Perfect Match season 2. And I presume like her strategy is going to be like, okay, like friends with everyone. I'm going to watch what I say. I'm not going to get like as drunk. That's, you know, that's my assumption.
Yeah. See, that's like type of mentality that makes the show not good when seasoned people come back
or you have someone who is going to play into the role. Like it's less about changing their edit, but more so like, how do I make like a big splash and get screen time? So I don't know. It's tough, but I'm excited for both, but I think that it's definitely going to be back to back. I feel like season 6 of Love is Blind is going to come out and then we'll see Perfect Match probably soon after.
Yeah. And I heard this season 6 of Love is Blind is really, really good. Really? But they say that every time. So we'll see.
I know. No, I was going to say, I was like, I heard the same thing about season 5 and I was like, I can't, I don't know. I was like, we'll see. But I do think there's going to be a lot of drama, a lot of more like unique characters, or I guess when I say that is like, you know how there's like boxed stereotypes. Like we were like the Asians of the season and then you've got someone Indian. who who is in like a big age gap relationship. You have you know, someone who is the atheist and the Christian, like those types of things. I think we'll see more like box stereotypes on this season where where it just makes more unique characters and storylines. So I'm excited, but
one dimensional characters, as we always say on this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like we have so much to look forward to with all these reality TV shows coming out in 2024. But I did kind of want to reflect back on like 2023, because I feel like we have gone through a lot this year. And I think that we have learned a lot too. And we've had like weak moments, but I think those weak moments have mm-hmm. made us like so much more stronger. It has strengthened. Why can't I say that word? It has strengthened our friendship. I just wanted to talk about that. Like, I don't think we've ever really like mm-hmm. really talked about like kind of these moments that played on social media mm-hmm. that involved us that we've just never discussed, because I think at the time our mentality was like, let's just ignore it and move on. But I think mm-hmm. that this, you know, just like reflecting back on like this year and our podcast, I think it'd be nice to just like talk about it and like what we've learned.
Yeah. I think one important thing to point out is like, you know, when someone starts a podcast, it's different when you haven't come from like a TV show or like haven't come from a following that already exists, right? If you build a podcast from the ground up and people follow you because they like fell in love with you because of the content you're creating on the podcast, it's completely different than when you start a podcast with a platform coming from Love is Blind, because you and I, Natalie, had these, again, one-dimensional characters that were portrayed on the TV show. And when we did the podcast, obviously there's more layers to us that's been like, that are being exposed. So I think like people are starting to learn more about us that's deeper than the one-dimensional, you know, thing, character that they saw on Love is Blind. So I think that's a big part of the podcast, why I'm really truly appreciative for it, because people are getting to know who we really are. And I think that's like so beautiful. But with that also came some backlash, because I think people put us on a pedestal and they're like, oh, like Deep T and Natalie. And I think specifically me, because like my edit was so like, oh my God, you're perfect. You're like this like perfect little Indian girl. And I'm like, no, I curse. What's that one thing that iCarly girl did? You know what I'm talking about? She's like, yeah, I curse a little. Oh, what's your favorite curse word?
Fuck.
It's fuck.
That TikTok snap. That's like
literally us.
No, I know. I think it's, I think what's been like really interesting is we even felt this like on the show, is like, I think that the Asian American women stereotype of being like a little bit more like docile or mm-hmm. like a little bit more submissive and quiet, like followed us on this podcast. As much as people want to be like, no, that wasn't it. Like, I really do think it was, because I feel like the feedback we get is like, oh my God, I can't believe they're like so opinionated, or there's like, they have this opinion. It's like, what? Like, I hate that it's like held against us when we say something that's like unpopular.
This journey has been so interesting. When we first started the podcast, I'm not going to lie to you, I was so nervous to do it, just because recapping the episodes and talking about different cast members, I think it's just like very unique and different. We're in like a different arena.
Yeah. It's also been really hard recapping the show as a viewer, but also people who have been on the show, and mm-hmm. Also just, I don't know, like people being like, how could you say this about a character? But I was like, at the end of the day, this is how they're being edited on the show, and I'm just reacting to it. I don't know their exactly. story.
And we're just like viewers.
Yeah. So it's been very interesting, but I'm not going to lie, I've kind of learned not to care. Like at the end of the day, yes. like this is me. I have opinions. They might be super unpopular, but they're still my opinions. And at the mm-hmm. end, at the end of the day, it's just a reality TV show. I'm yeah. not changing the world, or I don't know, like, you know, my words are not going to like cause a mass stir. Like, we're just watching a show and reacting to it, or like sharing things that we're going through in our lives. So in my head, I'm like, yeah. look, like I'm just having fun, and I've made a bunch of friends like within our community because of it. And I was like, that's all I could have wished for and got. Like, yeah. so everything else, I was like, truly. I just don't care about.
Yeah, I think it was like really tough for me when we first started the podcast, because I don't know. I just, it's hard for me to talk about other people, but you're right. It's just like, who cares? Just have fun. And we're just like the viewers watching the show, and everyone knows like, hey, these are one dimensional characters. But I think, and I truly wholeheartedly believe in just like focusing on the things that you can control. And that's what we can control on the podcast. And you and I,
yeah.
That's the only thing we can control. We can't control the public, and we can't control what other people say. So, yeah. Truly, we have to just leave it at that, you know?
I know. It's really tough because I feel like our lives still have a huge social media component. I mean, we both have, you know, our personal social media platforms that we use to do like brand deals and like kind of share updates on our lives and, you know, any drama that happens specifically with our exes happen through social media. And obviously this podcast also has a social media component. That's been really hard for me to navigate and still wrap my head around of just like how, as much as I want to disconnect from social media, which is how I kind of de-stressed in the past before the show came out. I'd be like, hey, like not, you know, I don't want to be impacted with what I see on social media. I can't really do that now. I'm sure I can, but then I lose like this really cool podcast with you and like being able to like talk to our community, but it's hard at the same time, especially with, look, I'm just going to say it, the drama with Shane on social media. Like,
that's been a really tough thing even for me because I don't know why he's been coming at both of us a lot.
I think it's
100%. And like, he thinks that I'm choosing sides and I've chosen your side. I'm like, no,
but you have.
Well, yes, but I have, but you know what I mean? Anyways, we're not going to get into the details of it, but you're right. It's been like very stressful. And I think a lot of it has stemmed from the podcast because to be able to be authentic on the podcast, we have to be able to talk about our past experiences. And a big chunk of that experience, especially with you and I, that's how we met, is from the show and what we've dealt with and what we've, you know, what's happened to us and how we've grown from it and what we've learned from it. I think that it's our podcast. We should be able to talk about the things that have impacted our life and speak to it. I think that's like,
I go back and forth. Like, do I mention, you know, like the history with our exes? Am I like bringing drama? But for me, the more I think about it, when I share things that I haven't shared in the past, even though it's been a year and a half since our season came out, for me, it's the way that I heal. I think I kept so much in. I've never talked about, you know, the fight that caused me to say no at the altar. And I probably still won't talk about it. And like Shane knows, like Shane has said it, on an IG live where he's like, if she ever told the world like what happened that night, it would ruin my life. Like it would. And, I guess what I'm saying is like, there's so much that I've like kept in that has happened not only in that relationship, but with my time on the show. And I think that when I share snippets of what has happened, like, for me, it's more of like my healing journey, and I don't give a fuck about what our exes have to say about it because they had no problem tossing us under the bus when the show came out. And when we went really hard and like not saying things and protecting them, and I'm like, fuck it now because now I see your true colors. If I want to say shit on my podcast, I want to say shit on my podcast.
Exactly.
Maybe you shouldn't have shit on me in the beginning. That's my rant.
And we do a good job. We still do a good job of like keeping the balance and being like, okay, listen, we don't want to rehash things that are going to like really like open the wound again for people. But we say enough to where it's like still healing for us. And you know, you made me think about this is like last year, I feel like I went through so much like back to back to back to back that I really truly didn't like allow myself to feel anything. And I think 2023 was truly like it, everything hit me all at once. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't realize how much everything that I had gone through with Shake and Kyle and just like writing my book and all the things, like I was just like on the go, 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 but I didn't like play catch up and like really like understand and sit with my feelings. And that's really what 2023 was for me. And this podcast has been such a good avenue to heal, like you said. So I'm glad that it's the same way for you because oh, it's that's what 2023 was truly for. Yeah. Me, so
I think really what I felt this year was I remember, look, Shane's blocked on everything, so I don't really see his content, but obviously I hear it from you guys. You'll let me know. And
yeah, you guys are good at that.
Yeah. But
anything that happens.
I remember he would use like social media and things he's posts as a way to scare us. A lot of it was like really inappropriate shit, and I'm sure his followers loved it. But I used to like always get nervous and not like talk about things that he has put me through because of that. But now I'm like, you know what? Do it. When he uploaded, I think he has taken it down now. Again, I'm getting the intel from you guys, but when he uploaded, I think it was like a video of him and I in bed. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know
that
what?
Pissed me off so
he's been threatening me with that video for a year and a half. And when I heard that he uploaded it, I was like, thank God. You don't have to like hold that shit against me anymore. Like, thank God. Aww. He would use that to like prevent me from like talking negatively about him. But I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna let you scare me anymore. Yeah. I'm so glad you uploaded because now you have nothing on me, Shane. And that I don't know. That's kind
that's
of it.
The best
when
Christmas
he did
present.
It, I was like, you know what? Thank goodness. Because wow, you have threatened me with that dumbass video for so long. And the only reason I didn't ever want it uploaded was because I was like, I felt like it was inappropriate and like it would kind of bring like shame to my family. Like, I don't know, like being in bed with a guy. I don't know. It's like one of the things, but now I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
It's an intimate video of you and he had no right.
Yeah. But now I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Thank God. You have nothing to threaten me for.
Yeah.
He's also like, you know, I wrote him a love letter and he like posted that multiple times. And again, something that he's threatened to post multiple times. And I've heard he's done it multiple times. And I'm like, I guess what I'm trying to say is like what I've just learned from everything, like the drama with like, I would say like both of our exes that have played out publicly is like, I don't care. They're not like defining us. I could say whatever I want. It's my story. It's the way that I want to heal. I still have so much anger just about like how I let these dumbass men walk all over me. But, you know, and I feel like you feel it too. And so I was like, look, if we want to talk about it and kind of take our power back, like, so be it. That is my stance and people won't agree with me on it, but that is how I think about it. And I'm okay with it.
And we've got a special deal for our listeners, save over 40%. And if you use our promo Out of the Pods at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%.
Miracle is so confident in their product. It's actually backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund.
That's trymiracle.com/out of the pods to treat yourself, a friend, or a loved one this holiday season. They were a part of our lives and they impacted us and our mental health and just life in general. And so we have every fucking right to talk about it if we want to. Truly.
Yeah. Speaking about all of this, though, like I think about just our general past relationships, like not only with our like show exes, as I like to call them, but I feel like we learned a lot, you and I, just with like prioritizing ourselves.
Yes. You have to choose yourself, right? I'm just kidding. I'm not going to lie to you. If one more person says to me, I choose myself or, oh, you chose yourself, I will lose my shit. I need to rebrand.
Wait, DT, kidding. I want to bring up, remember when you chose yourself?
That's funny. I literally thought you were gonna say something serious. I was like, what happened? No, but again, the message is so beautiful and truly, you guys, put yourselves first. I think like even after the show and I said those infamous words, it doesn't mean I magically choose myself all the time and like put myself first. I didn't do that, like even in my relationship with Kyle. Like I feel like I kind of reverted back to old ways, but truly after that, I think I've finally learned, and I think it's a lot of conversations with you and I, like hours and hours of conversations this year between you and I truly have learned to like really respect myself and to, you know, if I'm not good, then I can't be good with somebody else. And so that's, you know, I don't want to be in a relationship. I want to be in a relationship with myself. And I'm so happy that I'm there now. Oh, so happy.
Wait, that's amazing. I know. I feel like what has like really helped me not like compromise kind of like my values and boundaries in relationships is like when I talk about it with someone who has been in the same position with me, because I know you and I've had multiple conversations of how we've like compromised our boundaries or kind of like let things slide that we shouldn't have in past relationships. And I think it helps when I'm dating someone and you have to remind me like, don't put up with that. Like, no. And so
set your boundaries.
That's been a learning lesson, I think, for me. And it's helpful to have you remind me. I don't know. It's so crazy how far our friendship has come. Cause I really think about like, even when we started this podcast in March, about how we were like, oh, we're still building our friendship. Like, will we have enough rapport for this podcast? And now you and I talk like 3-4 hours a day.
Literally.
Not even about the podcast, about just like,
no, just in
like about life. Like you are my boyfriend.
Yeah. I know. Like I am actually in a relationship with Natalie. Yeah. I don't have time for a boyfriend. Truly.
I know. I was like, you don't like really, you take up most of my day.
Yeah.
I just
you
think
know
about
what's crazy. It's crazy that like last year around this time, I was actually planning to come out with a podcast on my own. And for some reason, I was like super apprehensive about it. And I was just like, no, like something like was stopping me. And then come March, like I remember just like having a conversation with you. And I think you were also thinking about doing a podcast. Like, I don't even like, even just like, I think Love is Blind, right?
You yeah, I always want to do, like, a want to do a recap one because I was recapping on my TikTok and I was like, screw this. I was like, I have way
Why
more
not?
To say.
Yes, I was trying to be like go the wholesome route, but I was just like something about it didn't feel like it. And then when you came up with the idea, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. And it just provoked a thought and I was like, okay, we have to do this. We have to do it. And
yeah,
I'm just so happy we had that conversation because look at where we are now.
I know. I think about that a lot. Like how we like went from an idea and we're like, let's just do it. Let's just do like 5-10 episodes and see how it goes. Yeah. And like, here we are. I don't want to like sound like a show off, but we got like our end of year stats. And look, I just want to share some with you guys. Excited. So we hit top 20 on Apple Podcasts when we first came out with this podcast, and also top 10 on the US charts on Spotify. To all the haters who say, who listens to this podcast? Well, we've got this amazing group of listeners. So thank you guys.
Yes.
Because
can I tell you, Natalie, our numbers, okay, there was 138,000 people who had us in their top 10 for podcasts and about 100,000 people who had us in their top 5. So that is incredible.
On Spotify,
So incredible on Spotify.
Yeah, so we were just like really excited to hear that and like just to know that that's only our Spotify numbers when we know that most of our international listeners use other platforms to listen to us was really exciting. So we just want to say thank you, but the reason why we want to share those stats is that we do want to find ways to bring our community together because there's so many of you and I feel like there's like pockets and we're like, how can we like talk about the show or like talk about like dating or boys or things we've learned in our lives with all of you some way. So that's like one of my goals for 2024.
Eek, I'm excited. Okay, wait. I love to do this with me and my family do this all the time when we go on vacations, when we do a dinner, just any occasion. We love to do this when we get together. And I don't know if our listeners have ever heard of it, but it's called Rosebud Thorn. Have you heard of it before, Nat?
I feel like I have, but can you explain like what each one means? I forget.
Yes. Okay. So a rose is like a highlight, a success or like a small win or something positive that's happened to you this year. And a thorn is something that challenged you or an experience that made you get out of your comfort zone or something that you needed more support with. And then a bud, like a rosebud, is like new ideas that have blossomed or something you're looking forward to or something that you want to experience in the future. So that's what a rosebud thorn is. Do you want to do your rosebud thorn for the year? And we can like sign off with it.
Okay. I'm not kidding, but my rose has really been starting this podcast with you. I feel like last year I didn't think that we would become best friends. And I feel like you are my best friend. Like, I can't live without you type of thing. So I feel like I'm so, if there's one thing that has made such a big impact in my life and that really is a rose for me, it's like starting this podcast with you and learning so much about you. And like getting this far with you. Like, oh my God, you are like my, like my partner in crime in this. It's like crazy.
Yes.
I feel like my bud, I feel like I'm going to start with my thorn and then bud will be like ending on a high note. I feel
I like that.
I feel like my thorn has been like, I have gone through some like insecurities this year. I think a lot of it started with the podcast, just putting ourselves out there more and trying new things and like feeling failure a little bit more. But to like talk about one specific one, I would say like it was the constant social media backlash. I think less of the podcast, but more like really that started with our exes. Like, and I remember just thinking like, oh my God, I feel like just like, how am I letting these men impact my mood and my day? And I would say that's a thorn because I just the fact that I allowed like these dumbass men to like impact me in any way. And then my bud, I think is like, I want to continue doing new things. I feel like 5 years ago, I would have never thought of like having a podcast and just like chatting it up with my best friend. And here we are, like we just took a chance on something and I want to take more chances. I want to like live life to the fullest in 2024. I don't want to be like scared to put myself out there because, and I think that's what the podcast has taught me. It's like, I could really just like do anything I fucking want.
Yes. Oh, I love that energy. We need to bring that into 2024 for sure. I think my rosebud thorn, and I'll do it the same way, rose thorn bud. Rose, I mean, obviously it has to be this podcast. It's truly so incredible that we started with an idea and we made it so special. And I think it has to do with both of us. It's because, you know, we put a lot of love and energy into it and with good intentions too. And I think that's why it's become such a success. So I'm really, really proud of us. I would say a thorn would definitely be allowing myself to get away from the habits that truly make me feel confident and good about myself. Because I think in the healing process, I've kind of lost a little bit of myself. But and that bleeds right into my bud, which is I want to take the things that I've learned from that and, you know, observe that I've been letting myself like not do the things that make me feel good. I'm glad that I can observe it and do something about it. And I think that's what I'm looking forward to doing is working on myself and just being a better version of me. And I know it's possible. So I'm excited for that.
I love that.
Yay.
Yeah. Well,
cute.
We just want to end this by saying goodbye 2023. We hope you guys have the best holiday season. And we'll see you right on the first week of 2024.
Before we sign off, though, you guys, don't forget to go follow our Instagram page at Out of the Pods because we will be sharing a special giveaway for the holiday season this week. And details will be announced on our Instagram page. So make sure you go and follow.
Yes. And leave a review and subscribe when you can because we love reading your reviews. See you in 2024.
Woo! Bye.